Hello. Can you hear me? Hello. 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 I think it's on. Yes. Oh, am I on? Yes, I am. How are you guys? Oh my gosh, isn't God awesome? I mean, really, it's all about Jesus. And it is a privilege to be here with you tonight. Thank you, Pastors Linda and Sean, for the absolute privilege of being here. It's been wonderful to get to know you better. These guys are really funny. Have you noticed? They're so funny. I love it. I feel like you're my new best friend. So thank you. It's been a privilege to be here. And thank you for having me, my friends. I feel like you're my friends. I really believe the Lord is going to do something beautiful tonight. And I'm not actually going to preach. I'm going to share through the Word, and I want to do it in a way where you encounter the Holy Spirit. I got really excited when you sang that first song and you started saying Pentecostal fire. I was like, yeah, the Holy Spirit, He fills our lives with fire. We're not supposed to be the kind of Christians that just go, yeah, I feel good. It makes me feel better to read my Bible. You're meant to be on fire. You're meant to be, we are meant to be on fire. We're meant to be the kind of people that wherever we walk, people come alive because the Holy Spirit is alive in us. And you know, I shared this morning in the city service of a story of Tim and Dutch Sheets, who are, you know, they're in their 60s or 70s now. But when they were kids, 14, 15 years old, these guys are in ministry now. But when they were teenagers, their dad was in ministry, and there were so many healings and signs and wonders happening at his dad's church, at their dad's church, that they actually had a job to do. And do you know what their job was? At the end of the service, they had to get the brooms and sweep up after the prayer meeting the tumors that would fall on the floor as people got prayed for and were completely healed. Now, is that pretty awesome? I love those kind of stories. I love, this is the God that we serve. This is the God that we serve. And I am passionate about seeing the Holy Spirit touch each and every one of us. So what I would really like to do tonight is get out of the way and just share in a way where you can encounter the Holy Spirit yourself. Is that okay with you? So I'm actually just, instead of preaching, I'm just going to share a story of the Holy Spirit. And as I do this, I want you to close your eyes. The worship team are going to, we're just experimenting. We kind of had a quick chat about it before the service. We just want you to go on a journey. You know, Romans 12 verse 1 says this, be transformed by what? The renewing of your mind. What is in your mind? Your imagination. And sometimes I actually think we don't use our imagination enough when we pray. We're not allowing our imagination to be reconciled to the Father. We're not allowing our imagination to be renewed. But there is a beautiful expression of the Lord when we actually just go, Lord, what, not just what does it read like, what does it look like? What does it look like? You know, one of the things I love to do when I pray, for example, is I love to imagine that I'm just sitting with Jesus having a coffee, and I'm instead of me just like down here going like this, we're actually sitting together, eyeball to eyeball, and he's talking to me and he's going, how are you going, Roma? Let's have a chat. Sometimes I've even done this before. I've made a cup of tea for Jesus and I just put it on the other side of the table just so that I remember that he's my friend and that he wants to talk to me. He wants to talk to you. And the Holy Spirit, the beautiful thing about the Holy Spirit, I love this, is that we don't have to go look for him. He is here. He is within us. It says that he is in us. And so I want you to go on this journey with me tonight. Is that okay with you? So this is how it'll look. I'm actually just going to share some stories from Scripture. And instead of listening, I just want you to close your eyes, take a deep breath in, and I want you to imagine that you are in the story. So you're not just going to hear about the disciples. I want you to imagine you are one of the disciples. When I talk about Jesus getting baptized in the river, I want you to imagine you're one of the spectators. I want you to put yourself in the story so that you can have a different perspective of what it must have been like when the Holy Spirit was moving on the earth and up to now. And then at the end of this encounter, what I would love to do, if you need a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit, I'd love to lay hands on you. Is that okay? It'll be quick, but you can come down the front and I would absolutely love to just lay hands on you and just with you together receive the Holy Spirit afresh in the name of Jesus. So I just want you to sit, take a deep breath with me. Breathe in, breathe out. I want you to close your eyes right now. And Father, I just thank you for what you're about to do in this place. I thank you, Lord, that you're always with us. You're ever present. And Holy Spirit, we welcome you in. We welcome you in. You know, Lolly had a dream last night, not knowing that this is what I was going to talk about. And in the dream, she saw a dove flying around in the auditorium. I love that. The Lord speaking about what he wants to do. Lord, we just say we receive the Holy Spirit this evening. Just lift your hands up right now. Just receive him. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. Thank you, Jesus. Let's start at the beginning of time. Imagine choppy waters in the darkness. Genesis 1. And imagine the Spirit hovering over the face of the waters like a bird with outstretched wings, spanning the dark waters. Hear the sound of the water around you. Feel the wind as the Spirit moves. Wonder, what is the Holy Spirit thinking about right now? Genesis 2 verse 7. Now you are a man. You've just been created. You're lifeless in the garden. And as God creates you and you are man, formed by God, the Spirit of God breathes life into your frame. And you come alive with the breath of God inside you. How does that feel? Now you're with Jesus. You're walking in the desert towards the river where John the Baptist is. Jesus is about to be baptized. He walks into the water and you're a spectator just waiting by the river's edge. You see them having a conversation. Jesus is smiling. And then John baptizes him in that river. And as he does that, the Spirit comes in the form of a dove. And Matthew 3:16, you hear a voice from the heavens that says, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." now it's after the resurrection. Jesus has appeared before the disciples. And in John 20, verse 22, you remember this. You're standing there watching his face, and he breathes upon you and he says, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Now imagine the day of Pentecost. You're in the upper room. What does it feel like? Is it hot? Is it cold? And you're doing what the Lord said to do. You're waiting. Who are you in that room? Are you one of the disciples? Are you a helper? Are you a little child? How do you feel? Maybe you're weary from the highs and lows of Jesus dying, coming back from the dead. Or maybe that makes you electric. Maybe you've come alive going, something is about to change. That's going to change the course of history. Think about those windows being open and a breeze coming through, a gentle breeze. What can you hear outside of that room? Can you hear animals? Can you hear the bustling of a busy street as people enter Jerusalem preparing for the Feast of Weeks, where they remember Moses receiving the Ten Commandments? On the outside, it's busy. You can hear that in the distance as you sit or you stand and you wait. What can you smell? What can you hear? This is the same place where the Last Supper was, the same place where Jesus washed your feet. You know this place. It's a place of service. Jesus gave that example, and then the disciples in that place were filled for service. Here you are again. You are worshiping and you are waiting. Maybe you're talking to others in the room about things that you've seen. Or perhaps you weep at all you have endured and experienced. Happy tears and tears of hope for what is to come. Or maybe it's tears of exhaustion because so much has happened. You're reflecting on all you've seen and all that you know to be true. And you're coming alive as you talk about the goodness of God. Maybe you're praying prayers and singing the songs of your forefathers, prayers you were taught as a child or in the synagogue. Maybe you're reading portions of the Torah. Then all of a sudden, you hear a mighty rushing wind. It starts gently like a breeze on your face, Then you hear the windows rattle, and the full force of a supernatural wind hits you deep in your belly. You are filled with power, Jesus. And you open your eyes and you see tongues of fire on everybody's heads. Everyone is looking around in awe. And then as the power hits you, you are filled with the power of the Holy Spirit and you begin to speak in tongues. Prophesy. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams, and your young ones will see visions. That's what I say. That's what I say. 'Cause I'm making a way, I'm making a way. That's what I say. That's what I say. 'Cause I made a way, I made a way, I made a way. And I want you to know that I'm filling you with power. I'm reserving it for this day and this hour. And I want you to know that you'll never be alone. That my dove will rest upon you if you let him. 'Cause your old man is gonna dream dreams, and the young man is gonna see visions. Oh, the old man is gonna dream dreams, and the young man is gonna see visions. 'Cause I start from the beginning, and I will finish what I promised I would finish. The old man is gonna dream dreams, and the young man is gonna see visions. And nobody is left behind. Nobody is left behind. Nobody is left behind. Nobody is left behind. Says the Lord. And I'm filling you fresh just like I did. In the upper room, I'm filling you afresh. flesh, just like I did with my disciples. I'm filling you afresh, just like I did when I was baptized. I'm filling you afresh, just like God breathing into man. I'm filling you afresh as I hover over the face of the waters. I'm filling you afresh with my Holy Spirit fire. So get ready, 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 get ready. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Holy Spirit fire. Holy Spirit fire. Holy Spirit fire coming down, coming down, coming down. Coming down, coming down. It's all around. It's all around. It's coming down. It's all around. It's coming down. And I hear the Lord say, Canberra and the ACT is mine. It is mine. And the people who sit in the places of power are still under the greatest power of all time. Oh, it is mine. And I am bringing an awakening like you've never seen. Oh, wow. And I hear him saying, this is the capital of revival. Oh, I haven't forgotten you, says the Lord. I haven't forgotten my promise to you. I haven't forgotten the desire to see my spirit move. So watch what I will do. Watch what I will do. I'm coming for you. Watch what I will do. I'm awakening, I'm awakening. I am carving streams in the desert. I'm awakening, I am awakening. I am making streams in the desert. And I am shaking, I am shaking, I am shaking. Shaking this nation, says the Lord, for my glory, so that you will become the great Southland of the Holy Spirit, says the Lord. You will become the great Southland of the Holy Spirit, says the Lord. And I'm giving you an invitation. Will you partner with me for this nation? Oh, will you be the one who cries the tears that I cry? Will you be the one that says, I will be your voice, I will be your voice, Lord? So fill me with your Holy Spirit power. I will be your voice, Lord. Fill me with your power so that this is the great Southland of the Holy Spirit. Yes, and amen. This is the great Southland of the Holy Spirit. Why don't you just stand with me right now? If that's your cry, I just want you to put your hands to heaven right now and just say, yes, Lord. Fill us, Lord. Fill us, Lord. And I want you to just let a song erupt from your heart. Start to give him glory. Let him use your voice as we come together to worship Him. Let's make a stand with our worship right now. It can be a yell. It can be a groan. It can be a song, but just give Him glory. I'm going to count to three and we're going to worship Him. Ready? One, two, three. But I would love to come and lay hands on you to receive the power of the Holy Spirit. If you've never spoken in tongues before, we're going to pray for that as well. The team are going to keep leading us in worship. Don't disengage, my friends. Stay connected and let the Father just release continued favor over you. I'll just be down here. Come down the front. I'd love to lay hands on you.
Falling like a flood. Your glory. Thank you.
Amen, amen. This gentleman here who's just had his arms up, I'm just pointing to you right now. Can you come up the front? I want to prophesy over you, my friend, if that's all right with you. Ooh, I really feel like something's being broken tonight. Are you feeling like shackles are being broken? I feel like the Lord is just going, I am breaking chains tonight. I am breaking chains in your life. And you, my friend, I saw you worshiping the Lord right there with your hands up, so surrendered to the Lord. And he said to me, this man is my firebrand. This man is my firebrand. And I didn't see you like a man. I saw you just like a flame of fire. And he said, you are going to be like a firebrand for the generation that you are serving. And he's saying, keep staying hungry, keep being hungry, because you watch, the fire isn't going to get smaller, it's going to get bigger. And as it gets bigger, you're going to start, everyone else is going to start catching fire around you. And I see you in a place where there's a lot of people that don't know Jesus. And you're walking around and you're going, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with all this, Lord. It hurts so much to see them not know you. And the Lord says, just be the firebrand and watch what I will do. You are going to be a firebrand for this nation. You are going to be a firebrand for your generation. Just stand up in boldness and watch what I will do. I see you as a man with signs and wonders on the inside of you. You're not just going to be this nice Christian who goes, hey, God's awesome. You're going to go, let me pray for that broken arm, and people's arms are going to be healed. I even see you, my friend, I see you having a healing ministry. People in wheelchairs getting out of wheelchairs. I see you going, I want to raise people from the dead, Lord. Let me raise somebody from the dead. And the Lord says, whatever you ask, my son, if you stay on fire for me, I will use you for my glory. So, Lord, we say fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit over this precious man of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, this is going to sound super weird. I was talking to Angel before, my daughter, but it's almost like there's somebody here, or maybe there's a few people here, and there's been a spirit of witchcraft that feels like a snake that is wrapped around your belly. And it might come in a way that you feel a tightening and you feel uncomfortable. Even actually physically, you feel like something is happening in your stomach. And the Lord's saying there was witchcraft put against you. You know, let's just be honest here, all right? We cannot say that word and this is the kingdom is what I'm trying to say. We overcome these things. There is an enemy, but greater is he who is in you than he that is in the world. And what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to pray, and we are going to break that spirit of witchcraft that is, if it's over you, it will be gone. It will be gone. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we break the spirit of witchcraft in any shape or form in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we say no more, no more, no more. Spirit of witchcraft, be gone. Right now, you'll be feeling a release. It'll feel like it in your stomach. I feel like it's someone in the stomach area. We just say be broken in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Woo. Thank you, Father. Wow. Wow. You know, I got to have some time with the beautiful worship team yesterday, and that's something else I feel really excited about. I feel there's a new sound coming out of this house, and it's like I feel like there's been a trickle and more. There is about to be a river that is unleashed, and I said it yesterday, but I feel I need to say it publicly too, that there are songs that are going to be written that are yours. And you're going to come to church and you're going to hear these songs and go, that's my heart. That's my story. That's my song. The word of your testimony is going to be written in songs of this house. And so I just want to, if you are in the worship team in any shape or form, the creative arts, why don't you just stand right now? And we're just going to say, Lord Jesus, come anoint the Levites. Lord, anoint the Davids, Lord God. Woo. New songs, we decree. We decree new songs and sounds in this house that don't just shake the house, they shake the nation, Lord. And we just say, Lord, bring your anointing for the sounds that release freedom, the sounds that release heaven, the sounds that open a window of heaven so that others can see your glory right now, right now. There's some of you here, you're writing songs at home and you're just not telling anyone about it. And the Lord's saying, bring them to Brian. That could be a song in itself. Bring it to Brian. It's time to stop being shy and be the warrior worshiper that you are called to be. It is time for you to stand up and take your place at the front of the army. That was who was usually in the front, was the worshippers. That's you, my brothers and sisters. So right now, release more. Release more. Release the song of the Lord. Release the prophetic sound. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Brian, you're anointed. You are anointed to lead. You are anointed to lead these musicians. And it is time, the Lord says, the thing that you have desired is now about to be. That sound that you've heard in your heart and you've gone, I don't know where, I don't know how to work it out. I don't know where it's going to come from. It's about to come forth, says the Lord. It is about to come forth. And you're going to go, these are the days I longed for. These are the days I dreamed of. This is the team I dreamed of. This is the house that I love. That's what I hear you saying, and I release that over you. And I release that sound over every drummer in this house. A sound that breaks the shackles. Yeah, and I think, Flea, you need to play that right now. Break some shackles with your playing, my friend. Show them what's coming. Break the shackles. Go for it. More, 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 my sister. More. Yes. Prophetic psalms. Prophetic psalms. Let it release. Let it release. No more hiding. No more hiding. Sing something prophetically, Lolly. Just like that. Lord, I just thank you for what you're doing in this house. Built on the foundation of decades of prayer, of faithfulness. A well-paved road. And it's only chapter one. There's more to come. In the name of Jesus, we say, do more, Lord, do more, do more, do more. Do more, Jesus. I really believe this. I'm not going to ask you to put your hand up for this, but if you are having trouble conceiving, trying to fall pregnant, you know, nearly everybody I pray for that struggles with this falls pregnant within a year. So I have faith for this because that's my story. I was told I couldn't have children. So right now, I break the spirit of barrenness over anyone that is wanting children right now. And I say, sing, O barren woman, sing, O barren woman. Lord, release your fruitfulness in the womb and in the body, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Whoo. He loves you so much. If you are here tonight and you don't know Jesus and you would like to know him, I'd be honored. If you're running away from him, if you haven't been living the way you should, I'd be honored to take you back to the Father, pray with you tonight. Can we just have everybody's eyes closed right now? And if that's you, if you're wanting to know Jesus, you're like, I want to know who this Jesus is, I'm going to ask you in a moment to raise your hand. Or if you feel like you've been far from him in any way, it's time to come home. It's time to come home. And you know what? You might be coming every Sunday, but you've just felt disconnected from him. You haven't felt this fire that we have been talking about. He wants to fill you with the fire of the Holy Spirit. He wants you to come home. If that's you tonight, I want you to just raise your hand right now. I'm not going to call you down the front. I'm not going to embarrass you. But if that's you, I want you to just raise your hand as an act of faith right now. Is there anyone here? Just raise your hand right now. Yeah, I see someone up the back, someone on the right there, someone in the middle, two people in the middle here. Anyone else? Anyone else? Someone's just going to come and just give you some more information. Keep your hand up. Keep your hand up so that we can just help you in any way. Time to come home. It's time to come home. Oh, thank you, Father. I want to lead you in a salvation prayer. If we can put that up on the screen, let's just read this together, my friends. Let's do this and be excited. You know, one thing that can happen when you're in church a long time is you just read stuff because you've done it 100 times. But this is a big deal. This is changing people's destinies. So let's pray that together. And if you're praying this for the first time, join with us. You ready, guys? Let's pray together. Here we go. Dear Lord Jesus, I am sorry that I've excluded you from my life. I ask your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and I invite you to come into my heart and life. Today, Jesus, I have decided to follow you as my Lord and Savior. I have decided to follow you as my Lord and Savior. Amen. Woo, that's awesome. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 Chloe. Where are you, Chloe? I just want to keep singing. I don't know why, but here you go.